Golden State Media Concepts bring you the Bible Study Podcast. Reflect and journey the Bible as together we study God's Word and be inspired. Bible study made fun and informative for all ages. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and it is the season of Lent, as you know if you've been tuning in this past week. We are a week now into Lent. Last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, and so now this is the first Wednesday in Lent. And a lot of traditions, a lot of denominations and churches have an extra Wednesday evening service during Lent, even if they don't have regular Wednesday evening services during the rest of the year. A lot of churches do them during Lent. So there are often themes that go along with those Wednesday evening services. And that's what I wanted to do for these Wednesday podcasts in the season of Lent. I wanted to have some kind of a theme. And I came across an idea on a site that I like called workingpreacher.org. And the idea comes from Rolf Jacobson, who is professor of Old Testament and the Alvin N. Rognes Chair in Scripture, Theology, and Ministry at Luther Seminary, St. Paul, Minnesota. That is quite the title. Can you imagine having to write that on everything? So Rolf Jacobson put together this sermon series idea, and I'm going to adapt it for our podcast. It's the idea of engaging in Lent with our entire bodies. He calls it, Let All of Me Kneel Before God's Holy Name, a Lenten series. It's a six-part Lenten series. Ours will only be a five-part Lenten series because I did the Ash Wednesday text last week rather than the first part of this. And he used the theme of flesh for the Ash Wednesday part of his series. So we did talk some about that, of flesh, of being mortal and those sorts of things, if you tuned into last Wednesday's podcast. Tonight we're going to start this series, and as I said, I like this because he explores what it means to, or in my idea, this series will explore what it means to experience Lent, what it means to experience not only Lent, but our whole faith, our whole lives, with our whole bodies, because we don't just experience things one way. Everyone experiences things differently, of course, but we also all experience everything that we do with many different senses, with many different parts of our bodies. And so I like this idea, and I want to explore it with you. So let all of me kneel before the Lord. Let us worship God with our entire bodies. Let us experience this journey, this season of Lent, with our whole beings. And that's kind of where I'm coming at this from, the place where I'm at. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back, but we are going to take our first break. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll be talking about, I'll be reading the first lesson, and that is from 1 Samuel. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. Before the break, I was talking about this sermon series that I want to do for the season of Lent, experiencing Lent, experiencing our faith with our entire bodies, with our entire beings. And we're going to start with the first reading. I do want to make a couple of notes on this series, and that is that there are multiple readings assigned for each week, just like there are for Sunday services. And if you've been tuning into this podcast, you know that I usually do multiple episodes, either doing the first two of the four readings, or now this last week I did one podcast on each reading. I'm not going to be doing that for this Wednesday series. I will either do some or all of the readings, depending on how much time we have. We'll probably not be able to get to all of them, but we'll see. So, as I mentioned before, this week, the series focuses on ears, the second Wednesday in Lent. And I want to read to you what Professor Jacobson writes on this workingpreacher.org website. He says, Paul writes in the letter to the Romans, "So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. The word of the cross is a different kind of preaching. It is a kind of preaching that puts an end to our attempts to make ourselves acceptable to God. It puts to death our efforts to justify ourselves. And then it gives us Christ. The word of the cross gives us the risen Christ. Faith in Christ comes through hearing, through our ears. Some are given ears to hear others, others are not. Samuel was not given ears to hear the word, but the aged Eli gave him those ears. Speak, for your servant is listening. And then, like the psalmist of Psalm 40, God gave us ears to hear. And when God gives us ears to hear, God speaks words that make all ears tingle. Like this, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." So that's his introduction to this week, and it kind of gives you an overview of the four texts that are assigned for this week's series, and that is on ears. So we're going to start with that first lesson. The first reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, and goes like this. "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, 'Samuel, Samuel!' And Samuel said, 'Here I am,' and ran to Eli, and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he said, 'I did not call. Lie down again.' So Samuel went and lay down. The Lord called again, 'Samuel!' Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But Eli said, 'I did not call, my son. Lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Samuel and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, 'Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, 'Samuel, Samuel!' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.' Then the Lord said to Samuel, 'See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle.'" So again, that was the reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And I've always really liked this story. I like it for a lot of reasons, because it really does show us some of the more human aspects of the people that we encounter in the Bible, because they all were very human, and I like that they're not always perfect. So we know that Samuel was ministering to the Lord, but he's Eli's servant. So he's with Eli, and we're told at the very beginning that that visions were not widespread. The word of the Lord was rare. So on the one hand, we can understand why Samuel doesn't understand who is calling to him. The word of the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were not, as it says, widespread. So he maybe just didn't expect that God would be calling to him in the middle of the night, right? And the other thing, later on in the text, it says that, and I just lost my place. I apologize to you. I was just looking for what it said. It said that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. So Samuel did not yet understand what all of this means. And that's another reason that the text gives us, that Samuel doesn't quite understand what is going on. So three times this happens. Samuel hears his name called, and the first two times he gets up and he goes to Eli and he says, "Here I am. You called me. You know, what do you need?" And Eli says, "No, that wasn't me. Go lie down, go back to sleep. It's fine." And then he hears again, "Samuel, Samuel." Runs to Eli, same thing happens. And then the third time, Eli perceives that it's actually God speaking to Samuel. So this is another thing that I like about this text, because Eli understands, you know, he's older, he has more experience, he's able to mentor Samuel in his faith. He's able to say, "I think I understand what's going on here. You don't quite understand exactly what's happening to you, but God is calling to you, and you just need to be open to hearing what God has to say to you." So I love the human aspect of this text. I love this relationship that Samuel and Eli have, that they're able to help one another. Samuel is obviously ministering to Eli. He's serving Eli, so he's helping him in that way. And then Eli is able to be a mentor to Samuel. And when Samuel hears God's voice and doesn't understand it, Eli is able to say, "I think this is what's happening. Let's try this a different way." So he's able to help Samuel to learn to use his ears in a way that he wasn't using them before. He was hearing his name being called, but he wasn't understanding what that meant. And I think this is a really good metaphor for a lot of us in our faith. We might hear or perceive that we hear our name being called. We might not understand it. The Spirit, as you know, we hear all the time, works in mysterious ways. God calls us to things that we don't always understand, and it really helps when we have people like Eli who can walk with us in the faith, who can help us to readjust the way we hear, to perceive things in a slightly different way, as he did with Samuel. So he helped Samuel to hear God's calling. And Samuel says, "Here I am." That's the other part that I really love about this. Samuel hears his voice, and even when he thinks it's Eli, he immediately pops up and runs to Eli and says, "Here I am." But according to Eli's advice, he takes Eli's advice, and so when God calls that last time, Samuel is able again to say, "Here I am." He says, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And there's that ear, you know, there's that hearing part again. There's that ears part of this text. "Speak, for your servant is listening." And then the Lord was able to say to Samuel what he wanted to say in the first place. God says, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle." And that's where it ends. So we kind of are left with this cliffhanger. Of course, we know the rest of the story, right? We know that God works in amazing ways, but I love that God gives this really vivid imagery. "I'm about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle." And that's the way God's word can be for us. When we hear God's word, when we hear God's promises, it can make our ears tingle. It can make our whole bodies respond. And today, of course, we're talking about ears, but so it makes our ears tingle. We perk up. We hear that word. We hear those promises. We hear what God is saying to us, and we really hear it sometimes. You know, we go through life a lot, and we hear things. We go to church, or we go to Bible study, or we do our own devotions, and we read or we hear those same familiar, comforting words, and sometimes we just let those words wash over us or surround us like that comfortable blanket that they can be. But sometimes we really hear them. Sometimes our ears are opened in a different way. And we use ears and hearing even when we're reading it to ourselves, right? Or reading it out loud, maybe. But sometimes the word speaks to us. And I love this text for that reason. And I also love this text because of the relationship between Samuel and Eli, how Eli is able to mentor to Samuel and to help him in his faith, to help him to learn to hear God in a new way. So we're going to talk more about this theme of ears and hearing, but we are going to take another break, so stay tuned and we will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. Before the break, we were talking about the lesson from 1 Samuel chapter 3. That is the first of the readings in this week's series on ears, worshiping God with our whole bodies, experiencing Lent with our whole bodies, experiencing our faith with our whole bodies. So that was the first reading, and now I want to move on to the second reading, which is Psalm 40 verses 1 through 6, and that goes as follows. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. So again, that is the second reading for this week, and it's from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 6. And like the first reading, there's several things that I like about this text. For one thing, it kind of goes with the overall theme of our entire bodies because, you know, it talks about hearing, it talks about our feet, it talks about listening, but also our mouths, our thoughts, proclaiming, speaking, all of those things. I feel like it really does utilize most of our whole body in this text we can see in these verses. And he put a new song in my mouth. So there's the mouth, there's the feet, there's the ears. But ears are what we're talking about this week. And so I like the way this starts out. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. So in that first reading, we had Samuel hearing God's summons, God's call. And now in this psalm, we have a little bit of a twist. We have God listening to the psalmist. The psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord. So the psalmist clearly has something that he is waiting on God to answer, or something that's going on. Whatever it is, it requires patience. It requires waiting. We all know that God's timing is not the same as our own timing, right? We would have things a lot faster and easier than God sometimes has in mind. So we often have to wait patiently for the Lord. But then the second part of verse 1 says, God inclined to me and heard my cry. So the psalmist is waiting patiently, waiting for we don't know how long, but the end result is that God inclines to him and hears his cry. And this to me is beautiful. I love this verse because it speaks to me in those times of waiting, in those times when we are... This says waiting patiently for the Lord, which is great for the psalmist. I wonder if we are always so good at waiting and being patient in our waiting. I know I'm not. I know that oftentimes when I pray to God, when things aren't going very well, I want an answer now. I want to see results yesterday. You know, when you're in the middle of that, you just want to be on the other side of it. I sometimes joke about wanting a fast forward button for the bad times in life so that I can just get to the other side. And, you know, God's timing is not the same as our timing. I can pray to God and God will always answer my prayer. And that's what this text, I think, is saying. You know, God inclines to us and hears us. God hears everything that we take to God in prayer. God hears us and God answers us. And then so it opens with God hearing, and then the last verse, verse 6, it says, "Sacrifice and offering you do not desire." This is for God. "But you have given me an open ear." So for me, this is saying it's not what we do so much as our relationship with God, because God is always there, always waiting for us, always ready to listen to us, to listen to what we need, what our needs are, what our wants are, what our desires are. Doesn't mean that God is always going to answer in the way that we expect or hope or demand, but God is always listening. God is always in relationship with us. God is always inclining toward us to hear us. So I love that this gives us that different side of it. This gives us the side where God is hearing. That first text, though, the one with Samuel, reminds us that we need to listen also. And sometimes we need help with how we listen. So Eli helped Samuel, and others can help us. For instance, you know, we do get in those times of prayer when we are waiting for God, whether that's patiently or not. We are waiting for an answer from God. We are waiting for those times in our lives to be resolved or pass or whatever they're going to do, so that we can get out of the desolate place we feel like we're in. And we throw all these things at God, which is great. God wants to hear from us. But when do we use our ears? When do we turn that around? Do we always remember that we need to listen? Sometimes we feel like God's not answering, but sometimes it's because we aren't listening. So just like Samuel had Eli to help him and say, "You know, I think this is what's happening. You need to go back and listen again, but listen this way. You're not listening for my voice. It's actually God's voice that is calling you." So God inclines to us. God wants to hear our prayers. God wants to hear our deepest desires, our deepest fears, our deepest joys, all of those things God wants to hear. But we also need to listen to God. And this is something that if I myself am not always good at, the sitting in silence, the listening for God. Because, you know, it's not exactly like a conversation that you have with someone over coffee. It's not that give and take back and forth where you're looking at someone across a table. When you're in conversation with God, it's a little bit different. And it does require paying attention. It does require listening. It does require hearing in a different way. And I am often much too easily distracted. So I can throw my prayers out there, you know, throw them up. "God, I need this. God, I need this. Take care of this person. Take care of these needs," etc., etc. But then when it comes time for me to sit and listen, I so easily get distracted. I, you know, if you are someone who meditates or does yoga and meditates and you are able to get to that place where you are centered and you're listening, I say, wow, more power to you. I have never quite mastered that. And I need to try more of it, because it is something. I'm better at it when I do yoga, because I'm doing something else, right? Which is both the point and not the point. I mean, I'm distracting myself by moving my body, so I'm not just focusing on my own thoughts like in meditation. So that does help, but it also then allows me to be like, well, no, I'm doing yoga. I don't need to concentrate so much on listening. So for me, this part of using my ears during Lent is a challenge. And for me, I think that's a good thing to remember, is that, you know, we have these Lenten disciplines where we're trying to deepen our spirituality, we're trying to deepen our relationship with God. And for me, personally, this is what I'm taking away from tonight with the ears, is that I need to listen more, because God is always ready to listen to me. God always wants to hear from me and us and everything that we have to offer. But I don't always listen. I have my plan. I have my set, you know, I've got my to-do list. I've got things to check off. I've got everything's going this way and I'm good. Except that, you know, things happen. Our lives aren't perfect. Our lives aren't a to-do list. Our lives don't go along the way that we plan them and the way we think they should go. So for me, I need to listen more. And that's what I'm going to take from this second reading. From the reading from Samuel is the listening. And sometimes I need help with that. And I thank God literally that I have some amazing friends who can help me with that when I need it, who not only listen to me, and hopefully I listen to them as well, but then they listen to me and they can be that person that helps me to hear God differently. They help me to say, well, have you looked at it this way? And sometimes we listen to God through the voices of our friends, through the people who love us and know us best. And that's where we hear God, if we're listening. So that's my takeaway for this part of this section of this podcast. We are going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll look at the gospel that is assigned for this week. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. We have been talking about ears in this podcast, experiencing a Lent and our faith through our entire bodies, specifically this week through our ears, through listening, but also recognizing that God listens to us as well. So for our final text for this evening, we are going to, evening, morning, I guess it depends on where you are in your day. For the final text of this day, I'll say, it's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 10 through 16, and it goes as follows. Then the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive.' For the people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing. And they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Again, this was the gospel from Matthew, chapter 13, verses 10 through 16. And in some ways, this is a hard few verses to hear, because it's one of those parts where Jesus is saying, to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. And I think what this is saying is that when we are able to hear God, and bear with me, I'm going to try to work my way through this, when we are able to hear God, then more is given to us, right? Because we're listening and our relationship with God is deepened, it's strengthened. But when we are in those places where we aren't able to hear God, then we've turned away from God, right? And I've talked about this before, how sin is a turning away from God. Repentance is turning back toward God. I see this more in relationship to God when we are not in that good place of relationship with God, where we've turned away from God for whatever reason, then our lives aren't as rich, they aren't as full, they aren't as meaningful, right? And you've probably experienced this before, those times when you're just not quite on the right footing with your relationship with God, then you don't feel the same as when your relationship is good, when you've turned back toward God, right? And that's how I feel about these verses, that those who have nothing, even that will be taken away. I don't think it's saying, you know, people who have a lot will be given more, not in material things. I don't think that's what this is referring to. And I could be wrong, but this is just how I am hearing this text tonight, to take it back to the theme, the topic, the ears, that when we aren't able to hear, then we have even less than when we do spend that time in concentrated listening. And it's also Jesus can set this up to say why he speaks to people in parables. It's so that they can understand, right? So Jesus tried to speak to people that he met in ways that would make sense to them. So he told them stories. He told them stories of everyday life. And he told them stories that would hopefully put things into a new perspective. Because Jesus came to us to give us a new way of being in relationship with God, of giving us a new covenant, of giving us the promises of the resurrection. And in Lent, we look toward Easter. We look toward Good Friday and the cross. We look toward Easter and the resurrection and all the promises that come with that resurrection. So Jesus comes to create this new covenant, to bring us into deeper relationship with God, to do what God has been trying to do all of this time throughout the history of the Bible, which is to get people to listen to the fact that, hey, God created you. God created the entire world and God loves you. So Jesus is saying, well, I speak to them in parables so that they can understand. He says, because, you know, they see, but they don't really perceive. They hear, but they're not really listening or they don't understand. So what Jesus needs to do, he's saying, what I need to do is give them a new way of hearing, give them a new way of seeing. And I can do that through parables so that they can hear, they can see, they can look with their eyes and see in a different way. They can hear with those ears, but hear in a different way than they might not have heard before. And it says, I understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. And that's what really speaks to me right here, is to see, to hear, to understand with our hearts, and then to turn. It goes back to what I was saying, right? When we turn away from God, when we turn back toward God, Jesus is saying, they can turn toward me and I would heal them. Whatever it is, whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, I would heal them. And when we're in relationship with God, we're better able to be healed, right? Doesn't mean that our physical ailments are instantly taken away. Sometimes that happens, but more often than not, it doesn't. Doesn't mean that we're perfectly in tune spiritually. Doesn't mean that our heads are going to be perfect, that we're not going to have any type of, you know, mental illness or mental issues or ways of thinking about things that aren't necessarily healthy. But when we're in that relationship with God, when we're seeing and we're hearing, we're really listening for God's word, then we turn toward God and we're able to be healed by God because we're in relationship. We're in relationship and we can see the world through the lens of God's promises and God's love. So that's our podcast this week on ears, on listening. I hope you were able to take a few things away from it about how you hear. I never want to say this is how you have to do things exactly. I just want to try to open that door and let you walk through it in whatever way you want to. And it kind of goes with that theme that we've been talking about. Maybe say something that will cause you to hear something in a way that you haven't heard it before. I know I heard some things in these texts today that I hadn't really thought of before, so I heard them in a different way. It made me think about my relationship with God in a different way. And for me, I'm going to try to listen more fully to God. I'm going to try to be better about being in that moment and actually listening, not just nattering away at God with my own stuff, but listening to what God has to say in return. So again, that's our podcast. I want to thank you for joining me as we discussed this first in our Lenten series on worshiping God with our whole bodies, experiencing Lent with our whole bodies, starting with our ears. I hope you'll join me again on Saturday when we begin looking at the lectionary texts for next week. We'll start with the Old Testament text. I want to remind you that you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. We have got a lot of great podcasts on a variety of different topics. So if you're looking for something to listen to, you can go there and find something else to hear. See, everything comes back to ears tonight. Today, why do I keep saying tonight? Today, whatever. You can always follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter. You can download our podcasts on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, on any of those podcast apps that you might use on your mobile devices. You can find our podcasts and you can download them. So check those out. Again, I want to thank you for joining me. I want to remind you, as I always do, that you are a beautiful and beloved child of God. And I will catch you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.